This is Dr. Mejia, the time for the patient. Josefina Cardillo. Medical records 157-765, February 11, 12, 1964. Referring physician, Dr. Joan Araujo. Procedure performing GD colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure, November 1st, 2023. Indications, cuneiform colon cancer, GERD, nausea, bloating. Post op diagnosis, impression 1, irregular Z-line. Biopsies taken around Barrett's. Number 2, otherwise normal AGD. Number 3, internal hemorrhage. Number 4, diverticulosis coli. Number 5, otherwise normal colonoscopy, perioperative. Deformation, second portion of the duodenum for the AGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication as per monitor anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 12 minutes, preparation was good, perioperative. Operative procedure as per double temple perioperative, findings, oropharynx, pianoma, perioperative, esophagus. D9 appears irregular, biopsies taken around Barrett's, perioperative, stomach. Mild diffuse erythema in the antrum and body biopsies taken from each pulmonary perioperative. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal paired. Biopsies taken from second portion of the duodenum for celiac disease perioperative. Colonoscopy findings and rectum internal hemorrhage grade 1 paired. Symmetry in colon scattered diverticulosis present perioperative. Sinflexia appear normal perioperative. Transverse colon scattered diverticulosis present perioperative. Hepatic flexure appear normal perioperative. Ascending colon cecum appear normal perioperative. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anterior measures. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinical. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, patient will need a repeat colonoscopy in 10 years.